There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
So we have
a new episode of He Said, Ella Dijo. Okay. Hola, ¿qué tal?
Hola.
New episode of He Said, Ella Dijo. We're doing something different today.
We're doing a game to see how well we know each other. It's kind of a relationship game that our producers have put together.
Okay.
We've done some of these in the past. I think we did okay. Let's see if 18 years of marriage, how well we do know one another. I will start with the first question. This is about you. Would your spouse rather go out on a Friday night or stay in? My spouse would rather go out on no night and would always like to stay in. Correct or wrong?
Correct.
Okay.
So I ask you the same question?
If you want to.
Okay. So do I think Eric will rather go out on a Friday night or stay in? I think before he would absolutely wanted to go out. I think lately you rather stay in.
I've always been a homebody. Always. I'd probably rather stay in most of the time. But yeah, there's times to go out for sure. We're very similar in that regard.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Good.
What food do they never get sick of? Mashed potatoes, Rosalind.
Yes. For Eric is...
I hope you answer this correctly because this is pretty easy.
Mexican, Mercado.
Mexican. I was
Mexican.
Yeah, tacos, I would
tacos,
say. But yeah. Mexican.
I
love tacos. I had tacos, I think, four nights this week.
I know.
Every meal that we had
taco.
Was tacos.
I know.
Version of tacos.
So two for two. Okay.
Next question.
Who was your best friend growing up? I'm gonna say to you is
remember.
Yeah, your friend, your Matt, your neighbor across the street.
Yep, since I was 5 years old.
Yes, yeah. And me.
And you, there's like five that always come to mind, but I always want to say Magali, but it's not that one. It's not that growing
Magali.
Up, right? It's not that. There's a bunch though.
Magali was one of them, but not like.
Oh, I'm gonna fail on this one.
The one that I don't talk to as much anymore.
Tell
that
me.
Is.
I don't remember the name.
Caroline.
Caroline. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Carolina.
I know there was a group of them.
I know.
That you grew up close to.
Yeah. So more, that was 2.5.
Okay, we'll take a half.
Yeah,
you can do this one.
What's your spouse's biggest fear? What is my biggest fear?
No, I know yours, but what's mine? You want me to start?
Yeah.
Yours is going to be being trapped in an enclosed space. Claustrophobia.
Correct. For Eric, biggest fear that something happens to your kids?
Yeah, I would say, family, for sure. Yeah, kids, for sure. But that's not for me, like directly for me. Yeah.
For you, your biggest fear would be that you get sick.
Maybe as a result. So yeah. I don't even know if I have one. You know, it's funny. I don't have.
That somebody messes with your face.
Wow.
With a beautiful face.
Wow.
That somebody punches you and breaks your nose.
No, that wouldn't be my greatest fear. I don't know if I have a big fear like you. Like I don't have.
That you get a pimple.
I hate getting a pimple.
That is Eric's biggest fear. Like, guys, Eric is the guy that will like have the beginnings of a pimple. I have to go to the dermatologist. I need to get it injected. You're funny.
If it's a cyst that hurts, then you get a little cortisone put in. Otherwise, pimple patch.
I'm sure 99% of people that get cystic acne don't go to the doctor within 2 seconds
If they realize how fast it can heal, they might. All right, okay. What's your spouse's guilty pleasure? Ooh. For you, I'm going to go with a flan. A flan.
Flan?
Maybe. Or, I don't know. Do you have like a biggest guilty pleasure? I don't know that you have
Cheese
one.
It when I travel.
Malt balls.
Oh, yes. Whoppers.
That's what it is. Whoppers.
Yes.
Dude, there Whoppers. Are so many times I go into Rosalind's car and just open the glove box for whatever I'm looking for. And she has a stash of Whoppers in her glove box.
It's the
melted.
Best.
She's eaten like 5 and leaves the box in there for weeks open and they all just melt and it's like nasty. But she randomly goes and just buys Whoppers and leaves them. It's the funniest thing. Yeah, Whoppers for
Whoppers.
Sure.
Whoppers. And they, you know what? But
and
I
Cheetos, but Whoppers.
Cheetos, yeah. But Cheetos mess my stomach so badly. I can't do it anymore. But can I tell you something?
What's my guilty pleasure?
Whoppers, I love it because I'm so good. I could eat the entire box in one sitting, but I don't. I have 5, 6, and then I pace myself.
And then
I forget about them and I let
car.
Them melt. Right. For you, your guilty pleasure is, cookies.
100%.
Yeah. There 100%. You go.
I can't say no to a cookie.
Okay. Cookies. What term does your spouse overuse?
Overuse. Bajar una rayita. What do you say?
Okay.
What is that word you use?
Bajar una rayita?
Yeah.
No, I don't use that a lot.
That or I'm going to die.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Always.
Like,
I die.
Yeah. I don't know why I say I shouldn't say that. It's not good.
Always.
That's I'm calling death. That's
a term
not good.
You use all the time. Yeah.
A term you use all the time is?
I know what Dylan would say that I do all the time.
Really?
A lot of silence here.
Ross.
No. I say brother to everybody. Brother. Hey, brother.
Brother?
Hey, brother. Dylan's always like, how many times, Dad, do I have to tell you they're not your brother?
Oh, that's funny. Brother. Okay. So I didn't get that one right.
Yeah, I don't know about any other one, really.
What is your spouse's annoying bedtime habit? Oh, I know one.
I would say...
Oh, I have one.
What?
Oh, but actually, it's annoying to me. Yeah. Okay. What? Wait.
What? I go, you just confused yourself. What is a habit that I do that's annoying to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you push the comforter very strong?
Yeah, because you
it's
take...
awful.
Because you take the comforter
it's
throughout
awful.
The night. But you gradually tug on the comforter all night long and I start realizing I'm cold because I don't have the comforter.
So just so you know, it's a pet peeve.
In the middle of the night, I have to give it a solid yank to bring it back onto my side of the bed.
I'm sleeping, guys. I'm sound asleep and I don't sleep too well, but I'm sleeping and then I feel this push. Okay, I'm up. Now I can go back to sleep. Or if he gets
don't
up in the...
Don't take the comforter in the middle of the night.
No, if he gets up in the morning and he wants me to get up and I'm still sleeping, then he starts being like super like rough.
Oh,
throw
my.
Something in the nightstand.
That is not
opens
true.
Opens the light like,
dude,
yes, you do.
I get up before you every single day and I'm always tiptoeing using flashlights and I close
what?
Doors. What are you talking? Every morning.
Oh my God.
Every morning.
Anyways, what all do right. I do that annoys you?
You stay on your phone till God knows when, instead of reading like anything else. And all I do is see this glow of a phone and it drives me mad.
It does?
I have to cover pillows, build a wall. It's like
the gray wall of China. That's how we sleep.
Oh, I have to build everything around it because it's just like, see this light.
Okay,
the
so
whole
let's
time.
Do this. I'm not going to do that anymore and you won't yank. How do you say that?
Yank.
Yank the
covers.
The covers anymore. Okay. What is your spouse's favorite movie?
I actually don't know.
What?
Your favorite movie?
Of course you do.
Your favorite movie?
Yeah. I've said it 100 times.
You have?
Yeah.
Gone with the Wind? I don't know.
Gone with the Wind.
Your favorite movie? Is it in English or Spanish?
English.
Oh.
That I had no business watching since I was a little girl, because it's not
Richard Gere movie, Sergeant and Gentleman. Okay, you don't know mine for sure.
No, what is your favorite movie?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I used to always say The Breakfast Club all the time, but
no, I think yours is the Christmas one, the Miracle in 34th Street.
No, Christmas Story. I don't watch A Miracle in 34th. A Christmas Story is a classic that I love watching every year. I have a bunch. I don't have a specific, so you can't really get that one right.
Okay.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you prefer a happy song or a sad song? Oh, Rosalind, a sad song.
Yeah, sad song.
For sure.
You prefer sad too.
I do?
Yeah, you like a good ballad.
I like a good ballad, but I don't think I prefer a sad song. I think I prefer more of an upbeat song, generally. Like, I don't listen to sad music in the car, or I don't
you
listen
used to.
Maybe if I was sad in that moment. I don't think I listen to a lot of ballads all the time. I usually listen to...
He listens to like rap.
I'm all over the place. Now, I mean, I have classical on all the time now. I just listen to like, I don't know.
Okay. So we didn't get that one right either.
So we've struck out on like three, I think.
I think we've done four.
Three or four wrong.
What is the most expensive thing they bought for themselves?
For you, I think... Probably the same for both of us. Probably a watch.
The most expensive
thing that you've bought for yourself is a watch, I think.
I don't know.
I think so.
In just one item?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
And for me, probably the same. I just answered yours, but I think that's the same for both of us. You have a more expensive taste than I do, for sure. I often don't splurge, but when I splurge, it's on a watch is the biggest thing. I love watches.
Where's that the other watch that I ordered? It never came.
We're still waiting on those watches.
But are you sure that it's coming? You never even ordered it.
Yeah, of course I ordered it. I'll check back. But they take time, yeah.
Check back, please.
Okay.
What is the biggest sacrifice your spouse has made for the family?
Biggest sacrifice that you've made for the family. Biggest sacrifice that you've made for the family? I don't know. Can you think of a big sacrifice that you've... I don't even know if I can think of one that's like a
sacrifice that I have made for
sacrifice.
The family.
I feel like we're always making sacrifices. I feel like we're always making sacrifices. I don't know if there's any one
big sacrifice
that's the biggest. I would say,
I want you to make a big sacrifice. You just don't want to make it.
What sacrifice do you want to make?
I want to move to a different state.
Yeah, but I can't do it right now.
You want sacrifice.
Yeah. Dude, it's easy for you to say to sacrifice, right? You wouldn't sacrifice either in my position right
now. I've been doing it a lot. I work out of town for 5 months at a time.
Doesn't matter. You wouldn't go there and still sacrifice and then go take a job somewhere else. What's the point? I would say probably one of my biggest sacrifices that I've made is probably turning down a job here or there because of travel. But that's probably it and not a bunch.
I don't know. I don't know.
On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how romantic is your spouse? Ooh.
That's sad. We both go, ooh.
How do we answer this? I feel like, okay, maybe I'm wrong in this sense, and you can clarify. I feel like I'm a bit more of a romantic than you, probably, like in my mind, my idea. But I would say, if I was to guess, I think I am a little more, but where neither one of us are like super romantics.
Yeah, no.
Don't you think I would probably be the one that's maybe slightly more of the romantic?
Yeah.
With the idea of what I think, like trying to be the more romantic.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, if you go back to our dating history, definitely me. I'm the one that planned. Well, no, you've had some strong ones, too.
Are you joking? I have really amazing ones.
We both have had strong ones. we're pretty much on par with each other, I would say. I wouldn't say one is more than the other. But I, if I was to have to put it on there, I feel like I am slightly more.
Like, I wouldn't even know what to do with somebody that is super romantic. Like, to be with somebody that is so, like, sentimental, super romantic. I mean, I'm assuming it's a blessing, and God bless the girl that gets to have that, or the man that gets to have that woman. But I wouldn't even know what to do with myself, because I grew up with, like, acidity.
Wow. Yeah, and I don't...
Meaning, my parents were not romantics at all. Yeah, so listen, I don't even know what that is.
Well, but here's the thing. My dad, I think, was a romantic.
Yeah.
And so I think there's traits of him that I took into my dating life. But I mean, after 18 years, yeah, we
wow.
work. No, but it's true. We have to work to be more romantic.
Wow.
Don't you think? We used to have candlelit dinners at home with even a chef coming. We've had gondola rides. We've had surprise, you know, trips places. We've had all kinds of stuff before kids.
So what happened?
Kids.
That's sad.
No, I love my kids. Who is a better kisser, you or your spouse? Well, I would answer it this way. When we kiss, we're both good kissers. I like kissing probably more than you like kissing. Like, I like kissing.
Yeah.
That's one of my, like, that's a, like, a favorite part of intimacy to me is kissing.
So really?
I think I enjoy kissing more than you, but I don't think either of us are bad kissers. Like, yeah. you're not a bad kisser.
I agree.
You agree? All right, good. Oh, that's an easy answer.
Who takes longer in the shower? I do.
1 million. Listen, this girl does her entire nighttime routine in the shower. If she could put her skincare on while also being in the shower, if she could get dressed while being in the shower, every single aspect of her nighttime routine would be in the shower. I am in, I'm out, and I want to get in bed fast.
I love it.
She's freaking brushing her teeth, leaving dental floss stuck to the freaking shower walls. Like, always I go in, there's freaking dental floss stuck all over. It's like a, and she says, I'm messy. Then there's dental floss hanging from every corner of
the
shower.
It's once in a while. You're exaggerating.
The time.
No, because I forget.
I'm exaggerating. I'm not, because now.
It's funny, my estrogen patch.
Freaking patch stuck to the wall of the shower this morning. You do it all the time that I'm like gathering. And sometimes I used to get so frustrated, I would just like take it and bunch it up and put it on the handle. So you go, look, this is what you left. But
you
leave every, I mean, she brushed your teeth for like, oh my God, that's a pet peeve too.
And what's the problem?
I said, Roz, can you just brush your teeth outside so I can get in the shower?
No,
don't worry. I'll be fast.
I do.
Just standing there, arms crossed. I can visualize it. Arms crossed, back in the shower, just wasting. I'm standing
there. Why
that
hot,
waiting to get in.
Water is hitting my back and it's caressing me and
just
embracing
me. Just let me get in.
Oh God.
Okay.
If there was an earthquake, which parent would your kids run to?
Who?
Oh.
Tell me.
You tell me.
Me.
Really?
I think for sure.
Why?
I'm the one that they call to do everything. They call me all night long. Dad, what was that noise? Dad, I hear footsteps. Dad, can you come here? It's like constantly. It's like a parrot calling me over and over and over.
So yeah, most likely they'll run to Eric and leave me hanging. And they'll just run, the three of them, and take shelter. And then afterthought would be,
true.
Where's mom?
That's not true. Oh, shoot. We forgot mom. No.
That's so sad.
No, that's not true.
Oh my God.
Final
question.
What is your spouse's favorite memory as a couple?
What is your spouse's favorite memory as a couple?
I would say Rosalind's favorite memory would be the wedding.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah, you were right.
Okay.
100%. That wedding was, how you say it? Wedding. Esa boda. Fue la boda. La boda de ella tiene que ser la mejor. Esto.
So what's my favorite memory?
I think you have many. I think the wedding is one.
Mm-hmm.
I think San Francisco surprise party is another.
That was a big one.
And I think when we went to Spain and Prague.
Yeah, that was
together.
A big trip.
And France was another.
Yeah. Good.
Right?
We did pretty good. Only a few misses.
Like four misses out of, what, 20?
And some of them were kind of like tough to pinpoint one thing, but I guess we're doing all right after 18
years.
So
this is the conclusion of this podcast. After 18 years, we know each other very well.
That we do.
Are we best friends?
I like to think so.
Do we know how to communicate?
We're working on it after 18 years still.
What advice would you give to our listeners that have partners to do this exercise and sit down and come up with a lot of questions and see how much they know of each other?
Yeah, I think this is a fun thing for couples to do for sure, to make sure you're in tune with your partner as much as possible. And again, we always say it, and it's hard to always live by it, but try to find ways to laugh.
Yay.
Till next time. Love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at He Said Ella Dijo, or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.